inside, punch in Mueller, you'll see all of our specials, especially our youth. We have a great selection at youth right now, so it's a good time to stop and see them. Give us a call, holler at 935-2751. But, you know, feel better yet, just come on down. Get the feel, get the savings, and really get well-treated, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you taking time to give us a ring here, and we hope people will stop by. Any special hours coming up here for the weekend?
Well, you know, we're taking Memorial Day off, of course, and I wish everybody a wonderful weekend. I recognize that it's a special day, so we need to set aside that time. And I would also tell everybody that they should enjoy the weekend. Hopefully the rains are over and we can have some nice sunny days.
Sounds good. Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville joining us for our report.
To see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want, go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of three more Israeli hostages taken on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. Israel says they're believed to have died on the day of the Hamas attacks. House Speaker Mike Johnson inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress as the UN's highest court prepares to rule on a plea by South Africa to order Israel to cease military operations in Gaza immediately. As more Americans head out for the holiday, a powerful storm is moving through the country this Memorial Day weekend.
We're going to go well beyond just the damaging wind with the isolated tornado. We're going to ramp up the tornado threat quite a bit. All of the ingredients are coming together with that next storm. Kansas, Oklahoma, North Texas.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee. The NCAA reaching a settlement with a class action lawsuit that could result in a revenue-sharing deal between college sports and the athletes who compete in them. If approved by a judge, it could be in place by the fall semester of 2025. This is ABC News. Ahead of Memorial Day weekend, sharks spotted off Cape Cod. Experts reminding beachgoers to be on the lookout for the Atlantic whites and to review shark safety. New York announcing extra shark surveillance at beaches on Long Island, including more high-tech drones. Chinatown neighborhoods, once a mainstay of many American cities, are now starting to disappear.
With rents on the rise and younger generations choosing to leave retail behind for other careers, the fate of many historic businesses in jeopardy. From 2019 to 2021, Manhattan's Chinatown saw a 26% drop in job opportunities. But it's not just the businesses. Between 1990 and 2020, Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown lost 41% of its Asian population. Philadelphia lost 15%. San Francisco, 6%.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. The Celtics are now just 2 wins away from the NBA Finals. Jaylen Brown scoring 40 points in Boston's win over Indiana. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow. tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant five-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
7:06, it is 60 degrees at WRCO. Forecast details coming up here on this Friday morning, the 24th of May, from WRCO and WRCE.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
A high of 74 today, mostly cloudy and breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms starting by late morning, some of which could be strong. South winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers or thunderstorms ending, then partly cloudy, a low of 45. Saturday, partly cloudy and mild, a high of 73. Increasingly cloudy Saturday night, a low of 45. Sunday, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms and a high of 67. Memorial Day Monday, spotty light showers and a high of 68. So take along a rain coat, the rain flap for your tent, so you get ready for the camp out this weekend, and maybe some bug spray too. After a low of 54, it is 60 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Just don't break no bones, country on. Hey, Marquis, about another round. Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more, country on. Country on, yeah. Country on. Firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong.
country on. Hey soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise a mouse side, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long, so love them up strong. Country on. I say hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Hell no.
Country on, Luke Bryan on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. We'll be giving you a little bit of a moo, maybe a bray, and more coming up here this morning. All a part of an action-packed sunrise from the center. Here's Dierks Bentley.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a
Congratulations to the seniors of Eagle High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done from Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services.
On WRCO FM 100.9, it is 19 minutes after 7.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Menopause begins at an average age of 51 and can be accompanied by a variety of symptoms and discomforts. Hot flashes, trouble sleeping, and surges in anxiety and depression are normal aspects of your body's changes. If you are going through menopause, consider talking to your primary care provider. There are a variety of medications and life practices that can help manage symptoms and restore quality of life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto & Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
How you doing?
I'm good, Philip. And you?
Awesome. Yeah, doing well.
Had a good game last night, you did?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Good for you.
Ithaca wins a regional championship.
Yeah, good for them. Congratulations to Ithaca.
I could not believe the number of local teams that won last night and the number of upsets that happened in the tournament.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And also, great day for the track and field athletes as well. We've got some going to
busy
state
day.
In the area.
Yeah,
really busy day. It might be one of the busiest of the school year.
Yeah, there's a track, a bunch from basketball going to the state. So
yeah,
so
congratulations.
Yeah, I wasn't fast enough, Phil, to even make the track team.
Well, first of all, as I've always said, running I always thought was a punishment.
Yeah, without question.
They'd be like, knee, get on the line, do a wind sprint.
Oh.
No, knee, take two laps. No.
Yeah. Now these kids just go out and run for fun.
I know. What is
crazy.
That?
Crazy.
Yeah. And, like I've said before, the closest I got to track was when I'd tell somebody to throw over my head so I could run down by the track team.
Yeah.
Say, hey, girls, how you doing?
Hey. The closest team I got to track is walking over the track.
Walking over the track to get to the football field, right?
Yeah. But a lot of people like track, so I'm happy for them.
I'm
glad they do it.
I really admire that. And, of course, June's still a runner, but was a half. She was actually a conference champion half mile. No, yeah, 800 back in the day.
Well, she didn't run fast enough to get away from
she
you.
She didn't. I don't know what it was.
She got a cramp.
She's been
cramped ever since.
Must have been that brute aftershave covering up Commoner.
Commoner brute.
Yeah, that's a good combination.
Yes, it is. Speaking of Sizzle, have you seen him this morning?
He was here once, and he went out to pasture again, I think.
I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Well, last day of qualifying today.
Can we get rid of him then?
I don't know if he's going to market or not, or maybe he's going to hang out with Lady Bell. So.
Or Dipply Cripply?
Cripply Dipply. Get it right.
Lady Bell's going to come make a comeback.
I think she might be here in June, the month of June, for June Dairying Month.
Yeah, so always nice to get her back.
Cripply Dipply, she didn't get much milk, probably about as much as Sizzle does. So.
I haven't tried yet.
So. No, no. Hey, we want to say happy birthday to one of our coworkers. That would be Chris Simonson.
Who's his birthday?
His birthday today. In fact, you didn't see him when he came in, but he's in the other studio. He's hosting a podcast for his birthday, so he's already started partying this morning.
For the next 6 hours, I will be giving a lecture on Gregorian chant music. Gregorian chants were organized initially into 4, then 8, and finally 12 modes.
Party on, Chris. Yeah, yeah. Keep going.
Help yourself, buddy. I'm not going to tune in. I can't. There's no way I can tune in today.
From which the modern 4 line and later 5.
Well, he's really partying. He just.
Boy, just always on it, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Never misses a beat. Oh, well. We want to mention today is also Poppy Day. In the area. And
happy birthday, Chris.
By the way, American Legion Auxiliary Post 13 and area businesses today. Make a donation and receive your poppy. And wear it proudly.
I know he probably won't hear us, but because of his podcast going on, but happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday, Chris.
Leave your shirt on there.
What about my swimming trunks?
Oh, get them out, I guess.
I can wear them now?
No, after work. So, you know, for the weekend. You're going to be hanging out.
Everybody is working for the weekend.
Yep.
Hey, you're more likely to die on your way to buy a lottery ticket than you are to actually win.
Oh, that's a sad note. Yes. Talk about.
Well, it's a good way to kick off the old Friday.
Yeah, it is. But I guess it's reality check, right?
There is a town in Norway named Hell.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Did not know that either. Well, you're just full of knowledge.
Yes. California, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, and Texas are the 5 states with the most reported hauntings.
Hauntings?
Yes.
Wow. Well, of course, Texas, you have always the kind of the thought of maybe some alien action.
Isn't that in Arizona or Mexico?
New Mexico, too. I think that's where they house him, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they really missed one that's been working here for 35 years. But anyway, I'm not going to say who.
Hey, buddy, don't talk about Joanne like that. So
she can't hear us right now anyway. No. So every year, dogs kill more people in the U.S. than great white sharks did in the past 100 years.
Oh, yeah. But people have a real fear of sharks.
I have a real fear of anything.
Yeah.
I've really hurt my elbow, Philip.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
I bet it was on your strike call. You're hurting your elbow.
I tell you what.
Oh, buddy, that's your left hand, isn't it?
I don't know what I've done. I'm going to have to go see the doctor today because I can barely move it. Yes.
What'd you do? Get hit by a ball?
No, I hit my... hit my car door on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then I hit it on something yesterday, and it reactivated it, and it's really painful.
That isn't good, man.
No. Kinda it really kind of swelled, didn't it?
Takes the sharp edge off your weekend then.
A mosquito slava, okay?
Saliva.
Slava. Depends on where you're from. Acts as an anesthetic. To usually, my tongue's tied this morning. A sneeze travels out of your mouth about more than 100 miles an hour.
A mosquito's saliva acts as an anesthetic.
Thank you.
So you usually don't notice when one is biting you. Thought I'd help you out there a little bit.
Bacteria can grow and divide every 20 minutes, Philip, turning one bacteria cell into 16 million in just 8 hours.
Wow.
Says a lot about us, doesn't it?
It does.
Answers a lot of questions.
Yeah. Better go buy some soap, maybe, or something. Okay.
Well, do you have any?
No, I really don't. Not much.
Well, everybody's used to that.
The pound symbol is also called an octothorpe. Did you know that?
I do now.
The pound symbol. You ever get that when you have, like, a prompting on your phone, and they're like, followed by the pound sign. I'm sitting there going, okay, is it the star or is it the pound? I can't tell.
If they would just say octothorpe, we know.
They said octothorpe, then I'd know what to hit, right? Yeah. Those prompts are always then it's like, so a lot of times they don't work. You know, you dial it doesn't work, and then you return to somebody. I think I told you this not too long ago. It was an issue that I was dealing with. Madison told me, well, you got to call and do this prompt and cancel this. So because my name is on it. All right, so I go through the whole rigmarole, and it went for probably 15 minutes. Finally, got a guy to help me, and we're working through it. Okay, and then just one more thing. Ding! Oh. Got cut off. So then we had to go through the whole thing again. And when I called, I said, I talked to this. I even knew the guy's name. Can I catch him again? No. No, sir.
Who is he?
<laughs> I don't know.
No, but my question is, they probably have no clue.
Oh, no. I'm sure they didn't. So we had to go through. That time, though, we didn't get cut off. So we got it done. But,
you know, as funny as you and I growing up, we did all these prank phone calls.
I know it. And now you have caller ID and people know who you are. That's the thing.
But now...
You can block it, right?
Yeah, well, but now look at all the phone calls that we get every day on a daily basis. Hey, your health insurance is expired. Oh. We know we just turned 65, Hank. Well, you don't know me that well. But now we're getting pranked all the time.
Well, that's true. You are. Yeah, it used to be, you know, you could call somebody up and disguise your voice, and they'd be like, oh, who, what was that? I don't know, you know? But now it's like, oh, it's that stupid Phil Knee.
I wouldn't say stupid.
No. Probably either.
Just Phil Knee.
Yep.
Hey, the only muscle in your body that is attached at only one end is what?
Only muscle in your body that is attached
to one end.
Your tongue.
It is.
Is it your tongue?
I was going to say big toe, but.
Oh, boy.
So.
Anything else I should know?
No, I'm going to hang it up for today.
Okay.
That's
going to go rest your elbow.
I'm going to go finish for the weekend.
Maybe you can be a guest on Chris's.
From which the modern four-line and later five-line staff developed.
Well, I tell you what, he's really into that podcast.
He's partying, isn't he?
I tell you, happy birthday, Chris. Don't fall asleep in there.
Sounds good. Have a good
Everybody weather. Be kind.
You bet, buddy.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how!
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget? Think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
This day in history, May 24th of 1935, the first Major League Baseball game to be played at night took place at Cincinnati's Crosley Field as the Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. 1962, astronaut Scott Carpenter became the second American to orbit the Earth as he flew aboard Aurora 7. And in 2011, Oprah Winfrey taped the final episode of her long-running talk show. A few notes from the History File today. Birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up next, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Ember Phillips from Richland Center Primary School. Happy wishes to Nathan Durst from Uncle Butchie and Auntie M. Also to Nathan Durst from Mom and Dad. You have a good birthday, okay? And to Nate Durst from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday today on the 24th to Michael Green from Beulah Wesleyan Church, Rhonda Portwine from Butch and Mrs. Butch, and Elizabeth Cook Cup from your gal pal from Park Street. Happy wishes to Rhonda Portwine from Schmidtwoman Hills residents and staff. And today we mark the birthday of Jolene Coy, Oakley Kirshner, and Chris Simonson from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday, Chris Simonson from the Blue River United Methodist Church, and birthday blessings to Pastor Chris Simonson from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. We wish the best from the RC Lions to Wyatt Killerke and Gerald Stibbe. Also to Kelly Borton, and happy anniversary, Reverend Jonathan and Christine Young. Today, the Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions Club with wishes for Elizabeth Cup, to Logan Hefner, Chris Simonson, and happy anniversary, Dave and Katie Ellingson.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
As we mark Memorial Day, let's honor the memory of our fallen heroes and express our deepest gratitude for their service and sacrifice. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Cardinal Glass CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cobison Bus, Meister Log and Lumber, Jones Chevrolet, American Legion Post 85, and VFW Post 2267. Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
63 degrees, and we're headed toward around 74 later. Keep it tuned here for further weather updates from our meteorologist, Tony Schumacher, and from others around the state. Conditions are right. It doesn't sound like quite as ominous as it was on Tuesday, but still could be some heavier rain and thunderstorms later on today. We're at 63 degrees in Richland Center, and we approach news time. Joanne Krulatz will bring us up to date in just a few minutes. This is Michael Peterson.
I was 12 when Daddy said to me, don't take to drinking, boy, that road don't lead nowhere. Don't you ever let me hear you swear, don't you dare. He told me stealing is a lazy man's way. Something for nothing leaves you held the pace, don't lie. Then you can look the whole world in the eye, honey, I try. But since I met you, girl, I'm breaking every rule. I must confess I'm just a backsliding fool. I want to drink from your loving cup. Swear I'll never give you up. Steal all your kisses underneath the moon. I want to lie here close to you. Look what you make me do. Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie. I finally faced the fact that I am hooked on you. There's nothing more that I can do. Ain't no use. 'Cause every time I see your angel face, my halo disappears without its rays, I swear. Girl, I admit I haven't got a plan.
Just as I talk about weather, we have an announcement today, a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Grant County today, in effect until around 8:30 today. A severe thunderstorm that could affect the areas of Dickeyville and Platteville within the next 45 minutes or so. There's been reports of some wind and also a little bit of hail as well in this particular event. Maximum wind gust up to 60 miles per hour. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Grant County until 8:30 today.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant five-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 63 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Mostly cloudy, breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms starting by late morning. Some storms could be strong with a high of 74. Southeast winds, then southerly, 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers or storms ending this evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 45. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southern Grant County until 8:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds at 3 miles per hour and at 63 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Madison has nearly recovered from this week's severe weather. Madison Gas and Electric says 90% of customers who lost power Tuesday night have their power back. About 46,000 customers were without power, the largest outage in recent history. Full restoration might take a few more days as poles and down lines are repaired. Madison Public Works has opened up brush collection to help people clear their yards and debris as well. The Republican Party of Wisconsin names delegates to this summer's convention in Milwaukee. The RPW's list of 41 delegates has some familiar names, including former governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker and 2022 candidate for governor Tim Michaels. Other delegates include State Senator Corey Tomchick, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney, State Treasurer John Lieber, and RPW Chair Brian Schimming. The RNC is scheduled for July 15th through 18th at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Despite a slight decrease in the projected surplus, Wisconsin's fiscal footing appears sound. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects the state will end the 2023-25 biennium with a more than $3.1 billion surplus. That's down slightly from the $3.25 billion from January revenue estimates. Fiscal Bureau Director Bob Lang told WisPolitics the numbers are tracking well compared to the agency's estimate, and the LFB is comfortable on where they are. State tax collections through the month of April are up 0.9% over the year before, slightly ahead of the 0.4% growth that Fiscal Bureau had projected for the current year. The latest Department of Revenue numbers show income and sales tax collections are up compared to the same period a year earlier, accounting for $13.1 billion of the $16 billion the state took in between July 1st and April 30th. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked number 2 throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the spring 2024 drug take-back. Wisconsin collected 55,122 pounds of unwanted medications this spring. Locally, the greater Richland area was able to collect and submit 231.2 pounds of unused medications for destruction. Wisconsin has collected a total of 1,257,161 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010 under the leadership of the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for the most medications collected since inception, falling only behind Texas with 1,424,295 pounds and California with 1,404,998 pounds collected. Nationwide, since inception, 18,647,417 pounds of unwanted medications have been collected during drug take-back events. The DEA leads 2 drug take-back days a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. Drug take-back provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal, while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. While drug take-back day technically only happens twice a year, any day can be drug take-back day at one of Wisconsin's more than 490 permanent drug disposal boxes. Local drop boxes are located at the Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Viola Municipal Building. As we head into Memorial Day weekend, you may want to consider new research on alcohol consumption. You've likely already heard. New research shows the safest amount of alcohol is none, with the consumption tied to various cancers. Dr. Noel LeConte is an oncologist and associate professor of medicine at UW-Madison. She says the science is clear. Alcohol is metabolized in our body to a compound called acetaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. LeConte's advice is straightforward. Don't start drinking if you don't do it now. And if you are drinking and you want to cut down, talk to your doctor first. Acknowledging the role alcohol plays in Wisconsin culture, the Manitowoc native says she loves the state, but believes we can do better. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says melanoma is highly curable when you catch it early. That's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a 4-fold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
1 in 5 Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April Wisconsin Real Estate Report. Wisconsin's existing home sales jumped 25.7% in April compared to the April 2023 levels. The statewide median price rose 6.4% to $300,000 relative to the same month in 2023. There was an increase in total listings of 6.1% in April compared to that same month in 2023. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on lawmakers' work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas, and private land habitat provided by the farm bill, like CRP, is critically important.
The federal farm bill taking shape includes a key provision called the Conservation Reserve Program, which benefits hunters and fishers. Aaron Field is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
We have an opportunity in this farm bill to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the baseline funding for conservation. And this is something that's got bipartisan support.
Field is concerned that the longer talks drag out, the harder it will be to reach compromise. Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. Wisconsin lawmakers are at odds over what to do with the Green Bay Correctional Institution. On one side, the village of Alouez, Brown County Sheriff's officials, and State Representative David Steffen call for the 126-year-old building to be closed and a new state-of-the-art facility be built. On the opposing side, Governor Tony Evers, in a letter sent to Alouez officials this month, says any changes to GBCI need to be a part of a comprehensive plan for all correctional facilities in the state. A search warrant in Dodgeville led to drug arrests. Dodgeville Police Chief Brandon Willem reports that at approximately 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force executed the warrant in the city. Multiple items were recovered, including but not limited to approximately a quarter pound of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. As a result of the search, Chad Rogers, 39, of Dodgeville, was arrested and charged with felony possession with intent to deliver amphetamine, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and 2 counts of felony bail jumping. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. A minor was also arrested for felony possession with intent to deliver as a party to a crime.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Friday, May 24th. Russell William Rylander Jr., 63, of Belleville, died May 16th at home following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at 11 today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Russell William Rylander Jr., 63, of Belleville. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville, died May 5th. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 10 at Living Hope Church in Janesville. A committal service will follow at 2:30 at Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at Living Hope Community Church this evening from 5 to 7. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville. Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82, of Richland Center, died Tuesday after a long, courageous battle with scleroderma. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the National Scleroderma Foundation. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82, of Richland Center. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday, June 4th from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Sally Jo Clark, age 74, died Monday. A private family service will be held at a later date. Those wishing to send cards or memorials can send them to her husband, Larry Clark. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Sally Jo Clark, age 74.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The Richland Center American Legion Auxiliary Post 13 will be at area businesses today for Poppy Day. Make a donation and receive a poppy. And the Brewer Public Library will be closed in observance of Memorial Day, both tomorrow and again on Monday. The ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. Again, a reminder that there is a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Grant County until 8:30 this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms starting by late morning. Some storms could be strong with a high of 74. It's 63 degrees.